Now, from Hawaii to Cuba. Tanya Leon was born in 1943 in Havana, Cuba, of French, Spanish, Chinese, and African descent. She began piano study at age 4 and went on to get bachelor's and master's degree in Havana, and then again in New York at NYU after moving to the United States in 1967. Leon had a long-standing association with the Dance Theater of Harlem as pianist, conductor, and composer, and she founded its music school and orchestra. She has conducted the Metropolitan Opera Orchestra, the Gewandhaus Orchestra of Leipzig, the New World Symphony, the Louisville Orchestra, and several others. And in 1992, she became associate conductor of the Brooklyn Philharmonic Orchestra. She is also professor of music at Brooklyn College, teaching both composition and conducting, and has been visiting lecturer at Harvard and Yale University. As Revson Composer Fellow of the New York Philharmonic, she serves as new music advisor to the orchestra and has conducted it in performances of her works. She has won many awards and fellowships and has received many commissions. As you'll hear, this is no laid-back island music. Leon is a strong compositional voice which incorporates Cuban, jazz, and African elements with contemporary idioms. We'll listen to a piece for orchestra entitled Carabali. It's a piece of alternating moods, decisive, then calm, all interrelated by an underlying rhythmic energy, which the composer says is sensed psychologically even in those places where it is not overtly stated. According to the composer, the Carabalis were men of a specific region of the Belgian Congo in times of the slave trade who were brought as slaves to the Americas. Their bravery became legendary as most of them decided to escape to the jungle and perish rather than relinquish their freedom and live under oppression. Carabali is a symbol of a spirit which cannot be broken. In this piece, the composer says, I want to convey such an image by creating a body of sounds propelled by the persistent rhythmic language. In sections where stillness prevails, the rhythmic drive may not be apparent, yet an inner propulsion remains throughout. Let's hear it now. The Louisville Orchestra is conducted by Gunther Schuller.